As you may be aware, hundreds of residents on Limerick's north side were told in recent weeks that they may not be able to drink their tap water for up to a year. I'll be speaking later in studio to the head of communications at Irish Water, Elizabeth Arnott. But first, Brian O'Connell is in our Limerick studio. He's been in the area speaking to people affected by the loss of water. Brian, what's the story there?
Morning, Sean. Problem here seems to be some houses built pre-1960 and they would have shared backyard services, and these services have lead piping. So some weeks ago, tests on the water supply in Ballynanty estate showed lead levels above the statutory limit, and some 400 houses were issued on the 31st of July with a notice not to drink the tap water. Now, standpipes have been set up in the estates and residents are told to get water from there, boil it if they like, and then use as normal. Now, some residents who may be elderly or infirm are having a lot of trouble, Sean, getting to these water points, as you can imagine. This is one man who's relying on volunteers to deliver water.
Hello.
Come in.
Hi, pal. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
How are you today? Hi, Max. Here's your water for today.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Here's another one in the kitchen for you.
Would you put a man in the sink? Yeah, please, Dave.
Of course. I'm an invalidity myself, and I'm over 70. I get great help from the resource centre.
So it'd be difficult for you to go down the road and fill up a couple of containers?
I wouldn't be able to do it. My fingers are all crippled up with rheumatoid arthritis.
And how much water a day are you getting delivered now? A couple of litres? A
few litres, yeah.
Are Irish Water communicating with you, or the City Council? Are they telling you what's going on? Are they giving you up-to-date information?
None whatsoever. None at all.
Have you tried to ring Irish Water?
Well, we have no connection. Like, we haven't got any telephone number. We depend on the resource centre to help us out, and that's all we can do.
So that's one man speaking about the difficulties, Brian. I gather the situation there wasn't just confined to one estate.
That's right. There were more developments this week, Sean. On Tuesday, over 350 houses in the nearby Killeely were issued with similar notices. So currently the situation we have here in Limerick is that the inhabitants of almost 800 houses in Limerick cannot drink their tap water. There's a lot of local anger, as you can imagine. And Irish Water appear to have known about the issues in Killeely at least last Friday. And yet notices weren't delivered to people's homes until Tuesday. So people are quite angry about that. Now, some people are blaming the City Council. Others are saying it's Irish Water's problem. These three men who I met, they were being helped by the local family resource centre, and all had strong opinions on where the fault lay, and they had praise also for the local volunteers.
I'm 10 years up in 72 Shanabooley Road, Ballynanty, and the water's given out. The water, I've been complaining about that. There's lime in that water. You couldn't even drink it for the past nearly 6 months. And you know, now in a couple of weeks ago, they told us there's lead in the water, the whole lot. I have headaches and everything from that water and the whole lot. I know the water they're giving us out in the centre, that they have taps on the side of the road. They're telling us we have to boil that and giving it to us. You might as well stick with the tap water than anything else. Sure, that's any bloody joke, that is. Oh, we had to get no money off of me because I'm paying nobody.
And where are you living yourself?
I live in Ballynanty here. So
you would have got a letter a couple of weeks ago saying don't drink the tap water.
Yeah. But I think it's a total disgrace for all people, and people with a disability, and do you know, there's a few of them around.
Did you know there were lead pipes going into your houses?
The lead pipes are in there for years. It's only now it's coming up. Why, I don't know.
So. But I suppose Irish Water, in their defence, could say, we weren't the ones who put the pipes in.
Yeah, but let the Irish Water sort it out, so. The council won't have nothing to do with the City Council, don't want to have nothing to do with it anymore.
And you're at the other side of the city, you're over near South Hill, is it?
I'm Janesborough, yes.
Janesborough. Obviously, there's a worry now that this might spread to other areas might have lead pipes as well.
Exactly. And another thing I'll say, George, it's going to take years and years to rectify this. You just don't know. It's like a disease now, this is going to spread very fast. And the bills are coming out on the 1st of October. Remember long ago, the cars... The lead, they done away with all unleaded cars are done away with. Now we have the water. So why did they away with the unleaded in the cars? Because of the environment. So you can imagine people drink water with lead in it. The whole stomach. What's going to become of their stomach in the finish?
It's a very good point about the lead there, Sean. They mentioned the community centres, and the community centres are the ones supplying water directly to people such as the elderly or infirm, as I said earlier. Now, voluntary groups and other community services seem to be doing now what the City Council would have done in the past by making sure water gets to older and more vulnerable residents. That last man said he can't... The man we heard in the first clip said that he can't fill containers because of his arthritis and he relies on the resource centre. But now, their resources obviously are stretched to the limits. This is Kira Kane and she's from the Northside Family Resource Centre.
Ballinanty has quite an older population, which means out of the 400 houses that are affected, we have to hand deliver 5 litres of water every day to 85 houses, which is over 20% of the houses that are affected.
But hang on, why are you having to do that?
Nobody else was doing it, to be honest with you, Brian. When it first emerged, I mean, we would know the residents quite well and we would know those who are most vulnerable, who wouldn't have the means, whether it be a car or the physical capacity to actually get the water themselves. So they started contacting the centre straight away to ask could we help. So of course we did, we responded. Now City Council have been giving us some containers, but they say now that they can't give us any more.
Have City Council not offered to deliver water?
No.
And this situation now is expanding into neighbouring areas?
Yes, it is. We've just heard yesterday that Killeely has now been affected, which is another 400 houses. And as soon as the announcement was made, the phone call started to come in from that community as well, from people who are just out of hospital and the elderly who need additional help in getting water into the houses. So our numbers are going to start to increase, yet the response or the support that we're getting isn't increasing at the same pace, you know.
So currently, how many houses are you supplying water with, tap water with?
At the moment, we're supplying 90 houses 5 days a week.
So, Brian, that's Kira Kane there from the Northside Resource Centre. They're the ones then that people have to fall back on to get their water.
They're the ones hand-delivering it to people who can't get out to these standpipes which have been installed. Now, luckily, the Resource Centre have a few interns working with them for the summer, Sean. They're given about 10 man-hours a day and trying to get to about 90 to 100 householders who can't, as we said, for various reasons, get to these taps. I did actually taste the water, by the way. I had a small sip off it. It was a very strong metallic taste off it. Some people say they've had problems with the supply for years here. Now, many are calling for Irish Water to address the community directly. There's lots of misinformation around the estates, I have to say, about the effect of lead on your health and what kinds of houses are impacted. And a lot of anger too that Irish Water were slow, as local residents think, to address concerns.
Now, well, we'll talk to Elizabeth Arnott of Irish Water just in a few minutes. But finally, Brian, the last man I gathered that you met, he says that this issue has been around for quite some time.
Quite interesting, Sean. I met a man called Thomas Franklin, and Thomas was standing outside his home in Killeely. And I asked Thomas, when did he first get a notice about not being able to drink the tap water?
We got it yesterday, yes. But we had some notification a couple of years ago regarding the changing of the lead pipes. We had to sign a form giving them permission to come onto the premises and look, and then we heard no more again until now.
How many years ago was that?
Approximately 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Who contacted you?
The City Council.
So they obviously...
Regarding the lead pipes. So
knew there was an issue.
They obviously knew there was an issue at that stage. Yeah, and this is what concerned us most, because we had a lot of young kids in the house at the time. And now we're wondering why the big uproar all of a sudden, when back then they knew that what the consequences of this was. And they still did nothing to change it. Just beggars belief, really, to be honest.
Are you drinking the water at the moment?
Not at the moment, no. Up until yesterday, yes, because we weren't aware. Although we had some concerns when we heard about Ballinanty, because these houses had to be built around the same time. So we're really concerned about that at the moment, and wondering how long it's going to take to rectify the matter.
Well, this is the other thing. Are you getting up-to-date information?
No. Yesterday from the local community centre we got some information, and then we got a leaflet about 5 o'clock yesterday evening explaining what to do and what to use the water for and what not to use it for. But prior to that, we'd had no notification whatsoever.
And in that leaflet, did it tell you when works were going to begin?
No, we had no indication at all as to when the work would begin or how long they would take.
Where are you getting your drinking water at the moment?
The community centre at the moment, Limerick, Killeely Community Centre. They're looking after us at the moment, but it means we have to go up 2 or 3 times a day. It just doesn't make sense at all. It doesn't make sense. And also, the thing that would concern me more is what damage has it caused already to people? So the lead has been getting into the water for some time, I would imagine.
So, Brian, lots of questions there, I suppose, for whoever wants to answer them. Interesting that in Thomas's view, or as he remembers it, there was a plan 2 years ago to replace the pipes. He signed agreement giving them access to the premises, and then nada, nothing.
And I asked City / County Council, because obviously they've been amalgamated in Limerick now, about this, Sean, but they say any issues to do with the pipes pre-Irish Water are now a matter for Irish Water and they wouldn't comment. I did get a lengthy statement from Irish Water on Wednesday last, and at that point they'd indicated works in Ballynanty would start in September and then it would take about 3 months, while Killeely would not see work start until January. Now, the removal of all lead piping, which is a bigger programme, they said would require a €6 million investment and take a further 12 months. They have, I gather, changed position since then, as you'll probably find out now.
Okay, Brian, thank you for that. Elizabeth Arnott, thank you very much indeed for coming to studio. So first of all, give us the up-to-date situation as you have it and intend to implement it, about these high lead levels of water in older parts of Limerick.
Well, I think the only way to really definitively deal with lead is to remove the lead piping completely. These are backyard services that have been in place now for 50 or 60 years. And I suppose there was a couple of points there made in terms of why is this becoming an issue at the moment. Well, the standards changed at the end of 2013. In 2003, the lead standards were about 50 micrograms per litre. At the end of last year, they changed from 25 micrograms down to 10. So the standards have continually changed, and that's because we want to remove as much lead from the environment as possible. It's out of petrol, it's out of lead now, it's out of paint, it's completely out of the mains, the water mains, but there are pockets of the system, backyard services being the case in point, where there would still be lead. Now, the process of lead dissolving into water is referred to as plumbosolvency, and it's a function of a couple of things. Primarily, if the water is of a certain type of acidity, then you get an increased rate of lead dissolving into the water. So the first thing that the utility has to do is to take a look at the process at the treatment plant at Clareville to see, can we minimise the dissolving of lead into the pipe at the by the nature of the water that we're providing. Secondly, when you introduce lime dosing into the water, you can improve the coating on the inside of the pipe, and that reduces the lead dissolving into the pipe as well. So there's certain things that can be done, but actually the really only definitive thing that can be done is to remove the lead completely. And the programme of works that we had put in place as part of our capital investment programme to invest €6 million into this project was set to commence in Ballynanty in September. We've looked to see, can we also include the other areas into that now, so that we will start with Killeely as well, in order to get those pipes removed as quickly as we possibly can. The point is, though, this is a situation that has been in place for quite some number of years.
Yes, but is it going to take up to a year before some of those people are able to drink the water from their taps?
In relation to the areas that you've spoken to there, as the works roll out, the longest they'll be waiting will be 3 months in the areas that we have here.
And it's starting when?
It's starting at the start of September. We have to engage with each of the homeowners, because we'll need agreement with each of them to take the backyard services out from their homes and connect them up to the front of the house. But that's just part of the picture.
And what about the fact that you knew and were in discussion with the HSE 5 days before residents were told about the fact that lead levels had risen?
So we met with the HSE on Friday afternoon, and we agreed a course of action with them, which was to inform the members of the public the following week, and that's what we did. We needed to put in place alternative sources of water to construct a standpipe. We had to get the letters and the messages agreed with the HSE, which is what we did.
No need to tell the residents for 5 days.
Well, the issue, I suppose, with lead is if you think of other sort of water restriction notices that we would issue, for example, there's 20,000 people in Roscommon today in a similar situation to those people in Limerick, but for different reasons, in relation to cryptosporidium, where there's an immediate or an instant risk in relation to health. And that is a different scenario. The issue with lead is much more prolonged. And the only real thing that can be done is to remove the lead service completely. And as I said, we've brought forward the programme of works to do that.
Yes.
But there still is additional programmes that we'll have to take, will be done over the coming 12 months. The important focus for us is to remove the lead services as quickly as we can do. As I said, they're in place for 60 years.
A more immediate important focus for you should be to deliver water to the people who can't use what's in their taps. I mean, why should they have to rely on the community centre?
Well, there's currently today, Sean, there's 25,000 people on restricted notices in relation to water quality in Ireland. We have on the remedial action list, which is the list drawn up for the Environmental Protection Agency, there's over 900,000 people served by schemes that are at risk of failure at any time. We're providing through those schemes over half a billion litres of water a day. The scale of the challenge and the scale of the issues and the problems that we face in water services in Ireland is quite astonishing. And we've been saying this from the outset, the need to revise how we refund.
In other words,
and
if you started delivering water door to door, you'd be delivering even more than the milkman. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
or as
I think
much
there's,
as nearly?
There are huge challenges here. This is not the only problem that exists on the network.
Why does the water from the standpipes have to be boiled?
Well, it's a precautionary measure. When you're transporting the water in containers, they may not be 100% sterile. So it's a precautionary measure that we recommend that people would introduce.
So ultimately, the plan is to remove all lead pipes everywhere. Now, how long is that going to take?
So I suppose there's the backyard services. There's a couple of factors here. The backyard services are one of them. And we can make sure that the water is of the right pH level, as I said, to ensure that we're not exacerbating the situation. But in terms of the Limerick situation, there was about 4,000 backyard services serviced by these 60-year-old lead mains. Half of them have already been replaced. And the programme of work that's in place to do the next tranche of them, as I said, has been escalated. There are other parts of the country where we do have lead backyard services, and we will be addressing those as part of our capital investment. Having said that, though, there will also be lead services. So if you were in a house that was built in the 50s or the 60s, you could possibly have a lead service on your property, which may or may not be contributing to lead in your water. And so that's another part of the lead story, if you like.
And just as relevant, and I don't know if you are familiar with this situation, but one of our listeners has just been on to say houses built during the 50s and 60s have chutes, downpipes and soil pipes made of asbestos. How much will it cost to safely replace all of those? Is that part of your responsibility as well, isn't it?
No, anything that's on a private property that's within someone's home isn't. So we're responsible for the public mains up until the stopcock, and then the private part of the system is your own responsibility. And I suppose in terms of addressing that, we would be encouraging people or recommending that people would be familiar with the types of service that they have in their house, so that they can, if they're looking to renovate or change, that they would change out the lead pipes. There's no, what the World Health Organization is saying now is that, and they've increasingly reduced the limits of lead in water, that there shouldn't be, there's no safe limit for lead. But what I would say is just because there's a lead pipe doesn't necessarily mean there's lead in the water. And actually in the 80s, we introduced, or Dublin City Council at the time, introduced lime dosing into the Vartry scheme, which reduced the amount of lead in the water because it coated the inside of the pipe. So it's not a straightforward issue.
Meanwhile, finally, you rolled out or announced a national public awareness campaign yesterday. This is ahead of people having to pay from the beginning of October. Time is running out fast before people are actually going to have to pony up.
Yes, so in September we'll be contacting every home in Ireland for a campaign in order to for people to apply first and foremost for their water allowances that the government is allocating to them and to confirm their details to us. Charges apply for domestic homeowners from the 1st of October, with bills starting to come in January. The Commission for Energy Regulation is running a consultation at the moment, and part of that consultation looks at if your water isn't fit for human consumption, what sort of reduction and discount would you get in relation to that, which is an important part of the picture.
And that'll apply, for instance, to these people
exactly.
in Limerick we heard
yes.
about earlier.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the decisions, precise decisions in relation
to
that.
Well, typically the kind of experience that we heard about there, and if it's going to take people 3 months before they get proper supply, will they be waived, or will their fees or charges be waived for that 3 month period?
Well, I suppose the focus is on the people, the long term people on boil water notices. And in Roscommon, you've got communities that have been 7 years on boil water notices. There's parts of Tipperary where people are 14 years on a boil water notice. So the priority is to ensure that long-term boil water notices are addressed. And I think the Commission has out for consultation. Their position is that beyond 3 months, that you wouldn't pay for the water that's provided, but you would pay for the wastewater services, and that there would be a discount if it's between zero, a day and 3 months, it'd be a 50% discount. But that decision hasn't been made in relation to that. But we would ask that people, when we write to them in September, that they complete the application form for the allowances and return it back to us, so that they get the discounts off the bill that the government has provided for
and
them.
And if they ignore that letter or that notice?
Well, if we don't hear back from people, we can't assume that they're allocated, that they're entitled to allowances. So a bill will be issued in September anyway.
I suspect you'll be back here to talk more about all of this in future weeks and months. Elizabeth Arnott, Head of Communications at Irish Water, thank you very much indeed for coming to studio.